their home opener in dramatic, heartbreaking fashion to the Laurier Golden Hawks. Now the Gaels find themselves in the role of the Road Warriors, traveling to Laurier's home turf, hungry for revenge. Who will prevail in this clash of Vanier Cup contenders? On Saturday, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca to catch all the pulse-pounding action. The CFRC pregame show will begin at 12:45 p.m. with a 1 p.m. scheduled kickoff time. We hope you'll join us for this classic clash between two powerhouse programs.
Hello, my dear. Virgin Light Show. Dropped eyes like tears on the idol. Failed to mention. More direct when I tell you you could be forgiven. My taste is out on board. Conversation. What are you waiting for? Take a beat while I wait on bended knee. Send down the sights to see. They come so regularly. Let's down the sights to see. Sunsets are suddenly.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and we just came back there from a set of mostly new music with the exception of that last track.
Which is very not new. In fact, it's quite old, going back all the way to the year of our Lord, 1979, the year that post-punk broke. We heard something from The Fall's, I believe this is their debut record, Dragnet. Oh, it's their sophomore record. Okay.
Well, the first one was the Witch Trials one.
Oh, yes, Live at the Witch Trials. So, yeah, this is their sophomore, which is probably, like, a better formation of their sound that they would eventually reach. A great record, though, even this early on in their discography. We heard Psychic Dance Hall.
Before that, we heard new music from Cola's latest album, The Gloss. We heard Parlor Tricks. Mm-hmm. Is it Parlor Tricks?
Well, I think it's Parlor Tricks. I think it's a little bit of wordplay from those boys. Those Cola boys. Oh. And then we heard from another group who also had an album out this year. This album was titled Dial Up. Same thing with the band, so it's a self-titled record. We heard Killers on the Flower Moon. And we started things off from something that is off of the Sacred Times album that's coming out. That's going to be on Goner Records. It's not out yet, but it will be released in October on the 18th. This is a brand new record by a group called Pi Pi.
Yeah, and we heard the song Lonely Striped Sock to start off that set. Coming up next, we're going to have a mini album anniversary and then some new stuff.
Yeah, so we actually have a lot of new material to get through in this set as well. Of surprise release was by Skinny Dick. There actually wasn't a lot of fanfare for this new album coming out, but it dropped. It's called Easy Going, and it's a fantastic release. I think probably the strongest thing this singer-songwriter has released yet. We're going to hear a track from that. Also, the Tindersticks are back with their first album in quite a while. They have done some soundtrack work, but they haven't done an album proper in quite a few years, so it's great to hear these UK boys get back to it with their latest release, Soft Tissue, as well a brand new solo record by Thurston Moore that we're going to be playing from. But as Dave mentioned, there is an anniversary, a 30th anniversary, of Ween's Chocolate and Cheese record. This band has very often been considered a kind of quasi-comedy act, which they dislike. And it's hard to like make an argument against that, though, considering the subject matter of some of their songs. But regardless of that, they've always had a great sense of songcraft and melody. Honestly, like, usually when you hear about comedy bands, the novelty wears off after a while and you end up just brushing aside their songs. With Ween, though, their attention to songcraft has always made their songs stand out. And while personally this is not my favorite record of theirs, I think it is probably the one that really drew a lot of attention to their discography, 1994's Chocolate and Cheese. We're going to hear the track What Diener Was Talking About here on Revolution Rock.
The wash is out, it's hanging up, and all I have is nothing, nothing to do, nothing to say. I think I must be dreaming. The sun comes up and I'm all washed out. Is this what Dina was talking about? I don't think I will ever return. Yeah.
Everything that I was going through. everything that I was holding, everything that I was trying to lose, everything that I was dreaming, everything was nothing new. I would let my breath fit from my weakness. I would let
lost in the city, looking at you on the hot rod, devil swinging, moving for real. Yo, 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 hear that pound, it's me so high off the ground, the dry bed levels are sound, just plugged in, you're new in town.
Turned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We just came back there from some new music from Thurston Moore.
Yeah, taking it down just a little bit in this set, just getting a little bit calm before we pick it back up. We heard something from Flow Critical Lucidity, which is the latest release from the former Sonic Youth member. There's a lot of solo records to his name at this point and a lot of different projects, but this is out now. This is preceded by Isabel, which was a single dropped independent of the record not too long ago, just a few months back. We heard the track New in Town. Expect that sort of of ethereal sound to be present on that record. It's very reminiscent of their Sonic Youth soundtrack work, including that archival one that was released a few years back. So if you like more atmospheric music from Thirst No More, that's definitely an album worth checking out. And speaking of atmosphere, with a bit of soul, we heard Tindersticks before that.
Yeah, we heard the track New World from their latest release, Soft Tissue.
Yeah, and a very soulful sound, like you said. Very indebted, as always with Tindersticks, to Leonard Cohen. But with that one in particular, it seems like it's really evoking a lot of Leonard Cohen's final two records that he recorded in unison with his son, Adam Cohen. Really amazing stuff there from Tindersticks. Prior to that, we heard a brand new album from Skinny Dick, at least one of the tracks from that album. It's titled Easy Going, and we heard the song Out of Control from that.
And then we started off that set with music from Ween from their 94 release, Chocolate and Cheese. We heard What Diener Was Talking About.
Still don't know what Diener was talking about after all these years. But with that said, it's a very interesting record because I will say this, Ween, even though they often get lumped into comedy rock, they definitely had a lot of a diversity in their sound. Like, they can go from that sort of jangle pop to country to metal to punk to, like, mariachi music all within one record. And even though I don't think necessarily everything lands on this one, there is a lot of great songcraft on this particular record. And I will say this, too, about Ween. They are one of the few groups that really, at the time of indie rock becoming bigger in the early 90s, really were indebted and really announced their influence from black music. So unlike a lot of their peers that were exclusively looking at more white-focused music, so a lot of genres like punk, for example, that often stymied and didn't pay attention to a lot of their black peers and bands, they were fully indebted to music from the likes of Funkadelic. In fact, they even have a track on this album that's a tribute to Funkadelic, as well as like a lot of soul and gospel. So it's just one of those things where Ween was very articulate about talking about these influences within their music, and also not afraid to play it for laughs, of course. As you heard, this album is titled Chocolate and Cheese, and if you saw the album cover, you kind of get where they're going with this one. But yeah, good stuff from Ween. And we're going to play some music, I believe, from Dion Lunadon next.
Yeah, another track from his most recent mini-album, Memory Burn. We're going to hear Hollywood Blues. And then another track from the band, I believe we said they're Norwegian, The Anomalies. They have an album out called Down the Hole. So we're going to hear another track from that. And maybe some Ron Gallo in this set. Ron Gallo played an acoustic. He was part of a bill that happened in Windsor last night at the Dominion House, and he played acoustically and played several songs, including some from his album Heavy Meta, which we're going to hear a track from in this set, and yeah, lots more. So stay tuned. You are listening to Revolution Rock, and this is Hollywood Blues.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here, and we just came back from our final block of music, but don't worry, we still have one song to end out your Saturday night with us. But we just heard some music from Long Weekends, a group that we've heard back in the early 2010s quite a bit and has been played on the program, but we heard something from their 7-inch release. We heard the B-side to Don't Reach Out, which was Show Your Face. As mentioned, that was released back in 2011. And also going back to the early 2010s, we heard something from 2013's self-titled release by Tough Age.
Yeah, we heard the song Cocaine Vouchers. And prior to that, we heard music from 2017's Heavy Meta by Ron Gallo. And we heard the song Portraits of the Artist from that release.
We also had Anomalies, which was a group that I believe we have established have come from...
Norway? I think so.
Oh, we got it right this time.
Yeah.
We heard something from their latest release, Down the Hole, with the track Flat Top. And we started things off in that set with Dion Lunadin with something from 2024's Memory Burn, the latest release. We heard Hollywood Blues. And that pretty much wraps up the program. Dave, as always, I'd like to remind the listeners, if you want more information about the show, the bands we play, and the music we love, go to the website, which is revrock.blogspot.com. There, Dave will intermittently update it when he feels so dying to. And we're going to also encourage you to check out the website for the station that hosts us, cjam.ca. But we have one more song coming up to end off the program.
Yeah, and then we should also mention Mark Casbon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. The next song we're going to hear is actually from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds' latest album, which came out in April and kind of went under the radar. I don't know if it was a lack of promotion or whatever, but it was released on In the Red, and it also has contributions from Alice Bagg. Really cool stuff, and the song we're actually going to hear, The Smoke is the Ghost, is kind of a little different. Not really drastically different if you've listened to any of the bands Kid Congo Powers has been in, but it kind of mixes a little bit of surf with some noir jazz, maybe I'd call it, and some fuzz. And it's really cool. So we're going to hear that. This track features both Kid Congo Powers and Alice Bagg. And that about does it for this week. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency here on CJAM FM and also on several different stations throughout syndication. Thanks for tuning in. This is Kid Congo Powers with Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds from That Delicious Vice. And The Smoke is the Ghost.
On a bright L.A. day, I was walking up Wilton Place to the house of a friend. My ears heard electric music, and my feet knew to stop right here. Strands of ivy and vines hung down from the side of the wood-framed house. The smell of jasmine mixed with the smell of skunk. The animals that traveled down from the Hollywood hills. I had heard the house was haunted. Miss Mercy had said to me, a portal into a Stephen King novel. Staircase to the second floor. cloud of smoke was in front of my face. I thought, how many people are smoking up there, trying to find some logic? Right at that moment,
en ese momento,
specks of
light started
to spark
in the sun. En ese momento,
the smoke disappeared.
El humo desapareció.
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shane. Please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for The Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Keep up with what's hot on CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
Two out of three geese. Six out of seven seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl. All agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC